Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Our buddy Trish Gazelle joins us from KZK. Hello, Trish.
DGS, what's up?
How did St. Raymond go?
It went great. They sold out of food at the festival. So thanks to everybody who ordered. I know a lot of your listeners did. So thank you.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It was sold out early.
I know.
We were talking about that on the break.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get some of the stuff I wanted because I waited too long. I thought, well, I'll order on the last day because, you know, me being me. And yeah, I couldn't even get the stuff I wanted, but they did good. So thank you so much.
That's impressive. I know Rach told me she couldn't get her meat pies. I'm like, you, Trish can get you anything. Even Trish Gazelle can't get a meat pie.
You know what? The next time they have Wednesday, they're usually open every Wednesday, but I think this Wednesday they're taking a little break. So they're back open on the 30th. I'm going to get you some meat pies.
Yes. Let's all go out to Keener Plaza and have a picnic.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sounds
fun. Okay, got some trash for us?
Sure. Are you guys watching Dancing with the Stars or no?
No, but I'm kind of keeping up with
Same.
It just because of Nelly.
Show
like,
prep, yeah.
I'll watch little clips of it and such.
So the Not first elimination
second.
Was... It's a show like I love and hate at the same time. I cannot watch it unless it's on my DVR because it just moves so slow. And Tyra Banks is so over the top. I bet Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews are like, really? You replaced us with her?
That's crazy.
What's her issue? Is she just too much? What is
she's
she doing?
Tyra. She's, yeah. You know, smize for the prize.
She's it's always like, been extra.
Boy.
Yes. So anyway, I'm just going to spoil alert if you haven't watched it. The last two, the two up for elimination, Charles Oakley and Carol Baskin. They were in the last place. So then the judges could vote to save someone to stay on the show, and two voted to keep Carol, so she's still on the show, and Charles Oakley got kicked off.
Jeez.
She looks insane in every picture I've seen of her dancing and stuff.
I caught part of the first one she did, Rachel. It was unspeakable.
Yeah. You know what stinks is we're making her into this celebrity. I mean, she was on the documentary, but then the big joke was like everybody hates Carol Baskin and she killed her husband. But then when you put her on a show like this and she's doing the whole like kitty cat claws, like it's just so weird.
Horrible.
Yeah, like it's so awful.
No, wait. The first song was Eye of the Tiger. The one she danced to last night, What's Up, Pussycat by Tom Jones. I mean, are we going to do this all season?
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Do we know if the ad that the family purchased that we talked about on the air?
She loved it.
Did it air nationally or did it only air?
No, nationally. Wow. She said, I really hope this helps to find out what happened.
Wow. She's like OJ.
Yeah. She's a real villain.
And now the family is suing her because in the first episode, people were making jokes like, oh, you're really killing it. And so she was kind of playing. She was playing into that.
What?
So they're suing her for like defamation or something.
They were making those jokes on the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
And Good Morning America when she was on that. So yeah, they're trying to sue her now.
I mean, I already knew she was a terrible person because of the documentary, like all the free labor she uses to run her animal shelter, but that is like next level joking about murdering someone.
How much evidence or belief is there that she's guilty? Is it like a Casey Anthony situation where like everybody, I've never seen it. So I don't know all the details about her case, but is it like,
I don't know all the details, but I was
so obviously guilty.
Pretty convinced watching the documentary. And then I think the man who was murdered or disappeared's former lawyer, like all but confirmed that it was Carol Baskin. We're just, I think we're outside the.
There's obviously not enough
statute
evidence.
Statute of limitation.
Yeah, there's no statute for murder.
Not on murder,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I watched it too, and there's not enough evidence, obviously, to indict her, but if I had to bet my own $10, I'd bet she did it.
Yeah. Am I wrong in that they have never even found him? He's still missing, quote-unquote. Like, they haven't even found a body yet.
Yeah. Tiger's tummy.
That's what they thought. She fed him to the tigers.
Oh, that's a delight.
Killed her husband.
And now she's...
Now she's
dancing
with
Tom
the stars.
Jones.
Yep.
Great.
National
television. That's where life goes sometimes.
The Tiger King languishes in prison. I mean, he was terrible too, but.
Didn't you say that he was assaulted?
He claims that he is being sexually assaulted by guards,
guards
in prison. Yes. And he has asked President Trump to be his hero and pardon
him.
Gosh.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
The fourth season of Masked Singer starts tonight on Fox. Which is another one I have to watch on my DVR because it goes so slow. But then there's this new reality show tonight right after that, and it's called I Can See Your Voice. And I don't know exactly how it's going to go because it hasn't been on yet, but they bring a bunch of people out, and before they can even hear their voice, they guess if they're a good singer or not.
What?
By the way they talk.
Just wait a minute. By the,
what are we doing?
By how they look or how they talk or both?
I don't think they even talk, but maybe they, I don't know exactly how this is going to go. But so, before they hear them, and there's going to be some really professional singers, quote unquote, mixed in with the amateurs. And I don't know.
Can I just make a request? If there is a Jesus, can he just come back before this premieres tonight? I mean, I'm ready. I'll go through the tribulation period. Give me the mark of the beast. Just let's stop this shenanigans.
And that one is hosted by Ken, what's his name, right?
Yeah, I never know how to pronounce it.
Ken,
yeah, Ken Jeong, who's also a judge on The Masked Singer.
Okay.
Is he still, or is he moving on to his own
show? No, he still
is. Oh, okay.
No, he's doing both. He's busy.
Good work.
David Letterman's Netflix show, you know, my next guest needs no introduction. So the third season is coming out on October 21st, and some of the guests he has lined up, Dave Chappelle, Lizzo, Robert Downey Jr., and Kim Kardashian.
You know what? Okay. That show did not hit me. I love David Letterman,
me neither.
I was so excited for this show, and... I watched two or three episodes, and I haven't watched any more.
What was it?
I'm with you.
Just it was the, just...
First of all, look, I'm the king of self-deprecation, and so is Letterman. But it's gone so ridiculously.
Wait.
Letterman, just half the show is about him being like, I'm an idiot. I'm this. Oh, I've never done anything good in my life. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You're David Letterman. Just shut up. And then it's just not good. I didn't find it interesting.
Well, part of the, does he do a, like a typical monologue kind of thing?
No.
Because that was.
No.
And Letterman, like anybody
he's
else.
He's not a great interviewer.
Is only as compelling as the guest.
Yes.
And the monologue was a big part of it.
Yeah, and he doesn't do that. And would you agree with this, Dave? There's almost no energy to him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't bring it out of the guest.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was just kind of like, well, okay.
What I loved, my favorite parts of David Letterman, now obviously had some iconic interviews, but it was the monologue or stupid pet tricks,
right?
Or
when
he,
you know what? That's an interesting.
Wall of Velcro.
It's an interesting
stuff
point.
That he was like the bits.
It sort of reveals, like, oh, okay,
that's what.
When you just do this,
yeah.
You're
I
not...
didn't want to just see him interview.
Did you watch any of it, Rich?
Somebody.
Yeah, I watched the Ellen DeGeneres episode.
Mm.
Did she seem mean?
She didn't seem mean. She seemed not particularly friendly.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the issue in a lot of her interactions outside of work.
Did you think the apology came off as genuine?
I didn't watch her do her apology on her show.
Gotcha.
I watched her do the Dave Letterman interview. And I watched the Kanye West episode, which I thought was interesting.
I got twisted up there.
It's okay. I'm probably not going to watch the Lizzo one because I don't really care what she has to say, but I'm a little surprised that she's on like the short list of all the people in the world.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And
he
and,
was on. Did you guys see the Emmys when he made a little brief appearance and gave an award out, David Letterman?
Uh-uh.
I didn't watch any of the Emmys.
Nope.
He was on, you know, it was a tape thing. He was, I don't know, it was a stupid bit where an Uber driver kicked him out and he had his big long beard and, you know, he needs to shave that thing, I think.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it's time.
Totally agree.
Man, we just raked Letterman over the coals.
I'm sick of that guy.
All well, the time beard is
great
just
geniuses
gross.
Of comedy were like, that guy sucks.
I'll say one positive thing. Century. If you've never seen it, you should watch him induct Pearl Jam into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is he just entertaining?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. It was funny. It was It was like some good classic Letterman stuff.
Maybe somebody with kids can explain this one to me. And I'm trying to think back to when I was little. And did we have some? I do not get BTS. Like, is that the Menudo of our? Like, I don't
even know what that is. So
Andrew knows all about BTS.
Get him in here. Don't get it. Like, how can you love songs that you don't even know what they're singing?
Bet Andrew knows.
Anyway, they're going to be on.
Said it's all about the beat. Lyrics
every single night.
It.
He did say
next
that.
Week they'll be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Every single night performing. They'll be in sketches. They'll be in performances. But everybody loves them.
Yeah, I've never gotten into the whole K-pop thing. I don't totally understand it, but it is like taking over.
Yeah,
it's huge.
It's actually going to see him.
It's actually kind of been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I'm
at least
surprised.
A few years.
K-pop, yeah. Like, I would have guessed it would have been one of those, like, 1 or 2 year fads, but it's proving to have some staying power, which is...
Is Andrew refusing to come in?
Above me.
I don't know.
Is he out there listening to K-pop?
Here he goes.
He's coming. He's coming.
Maybe he's making up his dance routine for TikTok.
First, like, I don't think he heard the first request.
Let's see if he can name them all.
Name all the K-pop boys.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say this first.
Who's B, who's T, and who's S?
I screenshotted this story from today. China threatens to kill TikTok deal over dirty Trump tactics. And I thought, if a time traveler or a person in a coma woke up and you explained it and you're like, oh, there's this app, I'll get to that later, that millions of people watch, and it's just people dancing. And China's mad because President Trump, they're like, President what? President Trump. And
so there's another guy named Trump then. That
like, no, it's The Apprentice.
Oh.
And he was really mean to China, and you just go back to sleep. You just go back into a coma.
I guess there's some kind of a clock drama. I don't know. He kept saying TikTok.
So explain BTS to us.
They are a K-pop group. It's essentially, it's pop, right? It's
sing
pop
us
music.
One of their songs.
According to Wikipedia,
I guess all
there are seven members
I love BTS. Oh, yeah.
Of BTS.
Mm-hmm. Who are they, sir?
I'll give you $1 for everyone you can.
All right.
RM, Suga, V, Jin, Jimin, Jungkook, and J-Hope.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
So there's a Jim and a Jimin?
Jin.
Jin and
how
Jimin.
Do you sing along to the songs? You
hey,
just,
everybody.
Like,
I quit.
I don't get it.
He nailed it.
I had tickets. Yeah. I had tickets. My wife and I were going to go see them in Chicago, but they had to cancel the whole tour because of COVID.
Jin, Suga, J-Hope,
right.
RM,
yep.
The letters, Jimin, J-I-M-I-N,
yep. Jimin,
V,
yeah.
And
Jungkook.
You almost went,
how
you
do you sing
went,
along, Andrew? Like, it's in a foreign language.
Oh, that's a good question.
You almost went
in
age
order.
Order
of Wikipedia.
Oldest to youngest.
Do you sing along?
You just kind of.
I'll give you an extra 20
that's
if you sing
seven,
as much of your favorite song
that's
as you can.
Or $7
right,
you
right.
No, no, no,
right.
no, no.
I'm ready.
No, you just kind of.
I need
you
lyrics.
Know, you can't really sing along, but you know it. You can kind of.
Do you
whistle.
Have any idea what they're saying?
Sometimes. My wife has learned a little Korean, so she can kind of pick up stuff here and there. Their newest hit song is in English, their first ever.
Oh, good.
Yeah, their first ever song in English.
Is it most. Okay. So is this a phenomenon that's based off of their music videos? Like, is it mostly an appeal to, like, the visuals along with the music and along with the K-pop boys? Or is it, like, you're jamming this in the car?
I mean, I think their music's pretty good.
Okay.
I think they are very talented. Now, that's just about the only K-pop
can you find
I can really...
Play right?
Yeah.
That's just about the only K-pop I can really get down with.
Sure.
Anybody who listens to 996.3 is probably... They play their new song all the time. The
well,
Andrew,
is, your question.
Is K-pop just Korean pop? Is that all it is?
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Trish. We kept it out of the gutter for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's like sort of the preeminent pop music in
I just
Korea.
Sent you a karaoke
I mean, there's
version.
Other kinds, you know.
Okay.
There's
perfect,
but that's what the K stands for.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the K in K-pop stands for Korean.
Well, a lot of people don't know that. They don't know what K-pop is.
There's also
like me.
Unless you listen to Now 96.
There's J-pop that's Japanese. There's C-pop that's Chinese.
Oh my God.
Wow, now you're the one.
But K-pop is, yes.
I was watching this reality show on YouTube called Pink House.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Kind of.
Blackpink,
so.
That's the name of it.
Oh, yeah, Blackpink. Yeah, I know. My wife
I was
Blackpink.
Into that for like a day.
Did they ever?
Can we hear Jimin?
Yes.
I'll point out Jimin.
V
when he
is
comes
his
on.
Favorite.
Megan's favorite is Jimin. That's
can
her
you sing
like.
It?
This is a karaoke.
This is
version.
The karaoke version.
I know. Oh,
we gotta
I
have
want
the
you to
way.
Sing.
Come on.
Okay, hold on. Shoes on, giving the mark of a man. Let's rock and roll.
Oh, we don't want an English
going,
version.
Like a rolling stone. When I'm up, no, jump up to the top, bro. Call me on my phone, iced tea, and a game of ping pong. This is getting heavy. Can you hear the bass boom? I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Sweetest honey. Yeah, this beat to ching like money.
The greatest moment of my life. Oh, man, I wish we could put that in the podcast.
It do be having a good beat.
He do be.
He do be knowing the words.
I know, the song rocks.
Sorry I brought it up.
Thanks. Well, thank you for that, Trish. By the way, my favorite part was when the words were actually LeBron, as in LeBron James, and he said LeBron.
I don't know why this happened, but my testicles are gone. They no longer exist.
They did an NPR Tiny Desk concert.
I have another question.
It was great. Everybody
while
should go watch
this,
it.
While we're doing this. So, like New Kids on the Block.
LeBron.
Had, or, you know, NSYNC, whatever. New Kids had Donnie. He was the bad boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they had the really good singer. And then, like, is BTS...
Yeah, like, so tell
me about V.
Is V the bad boy?
No, V's not the bad boy at all. V is very cute. Mm. V is
okay.
He's like a soft boy.
He's got the lowest voice of everyone, so that's kind of his niche in the group. But
oh,
he's
like
an excellent
the Joey
singer.
Fatone.
What about J-Hope?
J-Hope is he's one of the rappers. There's three rappers.
Okay,
and so he's one of the rappers, but he's also the best dancer. He's the like the main day, he choreographs a lot
the Timber,
of the group
the
stuff.
The Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
he's
who
the
is
Timberlake.
Is he? Is he the Timberlake?
No, the
there...
Timberlake is going to be Jungkook. He's the
one that's going to have a career.
I just
traditionally
don't know.
Jungkook
he's
is going to
yeah.
be the one.
I can
that...
feel her energy through the board.
He's the star.
The first.
Like, why did I have to say anything about him?
Jungkook's going to be the first one to put out a solo album.
No, actually, he's the last one. He's like one of the only ones that hasn't done any kind of solo stuff because
tonight,
he can't really decide
be
what he wants to do.
Any number of listeners who want to have sex, and that's going to pop up in their mind. It's either going to fuel it or end it. I'm not sure which, but.
Oh, I'm sure.
I am too.
Thank you, Trish.
Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh my God.
I'm forever changed.
I've never seen the appeal of karaoke until now.
Yeah.
That was one of the best moments of my 2020 with a bullet.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
No, my life can be divided into before he did that and after.
Hi, Dave.
Please tell me there's video of that.
No.
It's not. We didn't know it was coming. It just happened.
It just happened.
Yeah. It's like, just happened, all right.
Like prison rape. To see the confidence build, like he started out like, "Oh, this is so dumb," and then we started liking it, and then we couldn't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, well, and then we went off the charts. Just off.
If BTS had a brain, they would add him.
Yeah,
he would be their eighth band member.
What would his personality be in the group?
He's clearly the sexy one.
Yeah,
right.
Joey
Fatone. He's the mysterious one.
He's got fan club president written all over him.
True.
You want to hear it again?
I kind of do.
On the clapping on the beat.
Let's rock and roll.
Oh, we don't want an English version.
Like a rolling stone. When I'm up, jump up to the top of the bro. Call me on my phone, iced tea, and a game of ping pong.
Here we go.
This is getting heavy. Can you hear the bass boom? I'm ready.
Oh my God.
Greatest honey. Yeah, this beat to ching like money.
The greatest moment of my life. Oh man, I wish we could put that in the podcast.
It do be having a good beat.
He do be.
He do be knowing the words.
I know the song rocks.
I like that he just defeated us. He just kept going. In Louisville, there are riots going on right now, and we're cracking up the Taliban singing K-pop.
We need.
I don't know. Maybe if we took that and played it over loudspeakers,
it would have some effect.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Andrew could be a giant star in Korea.
It's important to laugh.
Maybe it works both ways.
Sure. He may have just become one.
Yeah. Lord.
Jimin.
Oh my!
Somebody get that audio.
Dave, you mentioned a part of your body had disappeared. I can second that.
Oh yeah, the testicles just went right up on into the old cavity. So, all right, Dave, what's going on in the world of weather?
What a segue! That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All's fine. Beautiful day tomorrow. 78, 79. Gets a little warmer after that. 82 Friday. 88, probably going to seem a little hot on Saturday, and 82 on Sunday, but a pretty good fall cool air mass coming in by Tuesday of next week. And we've been talking about how dry it is. We really haven't had a substantial rain, which was pretty close to a half an inch since September 1st.
Wow.
But that's normal. That's really quite normal. Even though we're below normal for rainfall in September, this is a dry time. This is always a dry time.
Are these temperatures normal, Dave, or is it a little cooler than it should be?
No, we should. The average high this time of year is 78.
Okay, so we're right on it.
Yeah.
Rach, I've never played the review game. Should we play it now with Dave, or is this...
Well, Andrew put it together.
How does it work? Does it lend itself to that?
Yeah, totally. So he has a series of reviews.
Have him come back.
And he will read the reviews to us, and it's up to us to guess what the product is.
Okay.
Which can be easy or difficult.
One of those games that we... tried out when you weren't here.
Right.
Workshop it, see how it went, and it seemed to pass the test.
Are we competing or are we all cooperating?
I'm pretty sure we all cooperated.
Yeah.
No, I'm out.
We kept score at least once.
It was kind of like Craigslist where it's like you're playing against each other, but you're also talking it out.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I have three reviews for each one. Ideally, each one will reveal more and more about what the product could be. And when you think you know it, shout it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Is Jenner, but once you guess, you can't guess again. That's yes. what we did.
Yeah, that's what we did.
And oh. we talked about, like, if you can get it after one review, you get 3 points. If you need two reviews, you get
that two. Got a little bit too complicated. Yeah. I think we just stuck
yeah.
with.
Yeah,
I think
we just stuck tend with to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, it's all about having fun.
Hey, but you need to figure it out.
Pens.
You got to work the game out.
What if he just starts using it as a mic and he's like, LeBron? Oh, he has a mic in front of him. That'd be silly.
LeBron! Okay. So the first item, it is a BTS album. No.
$1 million.
So this review, 5 out of 5 stars. Good quality material, vivid images. The review states, it looks like the girls are wondering what took me so long to make it to the car, crying laughing face. They brighten my day after work.
I'm pretty sure I know what this is.
Once I realized how to keep it from falling, I received so many compliments.
Andrew, is this, and this will be my one guess, is this a sun shield for your car windshield with Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, and Britney Spears on it?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
That was
wow. That was
if that would have been right.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening.
That
right.
was, if that would have been right, she posted wow. that review.
Wow. I was gonna say if that was right, yeah, you wrote that
well,
review.
That's
you wrote
a that. It's a thing on Amazon that I see pop up all the time, and it was like good material, clear image. Once I got it to stay up, I'm like, I think that's what it is.
Next review, 5 out of 5 stars.
This is the same product.
Yeah, yeah. Same product.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for being out. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, dang it.
The review is, traveled down the road and back again. Not really. LOL. You probably shouldn't drive with us. It does everything it's designed to do and more. I get plenty of compliments and people busting out in song when they see me walking out of my vehicle. I love it so much.
Well, I will guess.
Okay.
Is it a Golden Girls?
It is a Golden Girls sunscreen. That is correct.
So I wasn't too far off.
No, not at
like
all.
Like the
no.
Golden
when
Girls
said,
of the early 2000s.
When you said sunscreen, I was like, I can't believe she just got it.
I feel like I've been dropped into a space station in 2139.
Well, you're
I don't
the
know
one.
Why. I have I, no idea what's
you,
going
Dave.
On.
You're the one who decided to play a new game wow. right after BTS karaoke.
I guess.
Yeah, we're all still reeling from that.
My head is spinning.
What? I wouldn't have gotten
what
that.
What about that made you think it was a Golden Girls?
All the lyrics.
Yeah.
They
so
were quoting.
I thought it was a sun shield.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
Got it.
The travels up and down the road.
Got it. Okay. Thank God we're not competing.
So this next one, 5 out of 5 stars, a friend for life. I opened the package and I screamed for joy. As I placed the 9-volt battery, my hands were trembling with what could happen next. As I turned them on, I knew I had a friend for life.
Well, we could really take this show off the rails.
Yeah,
right now.
It's too easy. Don't go there. Low hanging fruit.
I wondered if you guys would think that was too easy.
How many points of entry are there?
Wow. How about a Furby?
It's an adult toy.
My guess is Furby.
An adult toy? Yes, an adult toy. No, it is not a Furby.
Why Next would review? You thought there'd be?
Because friend for life, you put in the batteries. Next review.
Don't they learn? Don't they, the Furbies?
Yeah.
The thing that like becomes your friend, like learns.
Dave.
Terrifying.
What?
You seem like you have a bad attitude.
No. I'm just trying to keep up.
Next review.
He's like, why would you think that was a Furby?
No, I'm like honestly trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. Like, why would, what about that?
1 out of 5 stars. Uh-oh. Spent the money. Dose not work. This thing is crap. The air pump is so weak that it can't even inflate the dancer. I would like to have a refund.
Mm.
Does anybody have a guess?
Don't you hate it when
I have a guess.
Dose
okay, let's
is
have it,
it like one of those things at a car dealership? The wavy guys?
Oh, the crazy arm flailing tube guys. Man.
I'm going to give it to you. It is. It arm is one of those. Tube. Specifically, one for the desk. It's like a little thing that can.
Oh, they make those.
Apparently, wow. Yes. It says it's the first of its kind, which I thought was a really
I'm
funny.
I'm crawling back under my rock and I'm not coming out.
Next one. Next product. 5 out of 5 stars. Even better than expected. Perfect gift to getting my point across. I loved it.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are these like Amazon reviews?
Yeah, they're Amazon reviews.
Do people try to be pithy in these things?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes they
I didn't
try
know
to be.
That.
I mean, even better than expected, obviously.
Yeah. I didn't know people did that.
Not to reveal the pun, but that's the...
Right.
Any guesses on what is even better than expected?
Nope.
What was the second thing?
Perfect gift for getting my point across. I loved it.
Okay.
Next review. 4 out of 5 stars. Looks so much like butter. Fun item for office Yankee gift swap. Let the squabbling begin.
Mm.
Looks so much like butter.
Looks so much like butter.
I'm focusing too much on getting the point across.
Mm. Some kind of novelty fake butter.
Those are huge on Amazon.
Spill. Yeah.
Can I review the last one?
Yeah.
If you guys
do.
Want?
Yeah.
1 out of 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Misleading.
Mm.
I was very displeased. Already contacted you. After taking, they're spelled very strangely, the wrapping off, it was just plain yellow pieces of paper. I thought at least the sides would say pad of butter.
Yeah.
Too expensive for a plain pad. Sorry for the complaint, but was a joke.
It's fake butter. It's like a novelty fake butter thing.
Is it like a
butter,
like
a fake butter cow?
I was going to say that. Why didn't I say that?
Rachel, what'd you say, Rach?
Post-it?
It is a pad of Post-its, but it's wrapped in something that says butter. So it looks like a pad of butter. But apparently, once you take that wrapping off, it's just
Post-its.
Yellow Post-its.
Oh, I see.
So it's like everybody spent like $25 for this, and as soon as they opened it, it's ruined.
With the Post-it.
Got it.
Next one. 1 out of 5 stars. Buyer beware. Excuse me. Although the design of the product is great, I have to give this a 1-star review due to sanitary concerns. Mm. When you order a product like this, it's expected to be new, especially for obvious sanitary purposes. However, this arrived unsealed with damaged packaging. I needed this for immediate use, therefore, I was unable to return and had to bleach. When washed, noticed yellow film came off, as well as a number of hairs. Absolutely disgusted that this would be sold.
I am too, even though I don't know what it is.
Catheter!
It's not a catheter, but that's a great guess.
Hair in the catheter.
5 out of 5 stars. Very sturdy. I'm a large, heavy woman, and I do a lot of moving around on it, and it's holding up under pretty good pressure. I'm 280 pounds.
Toilet seat?
It's not a toilet seat.
Ooh, that's good guess.
Man, that was a really good guess.
All right, you two still haven't guessed yet, and Dave Murray, if he is...
No.
He's under
he's
the
not
rock.
Here. Yeah, he's
Dave's,
under the rock.
Dave's gone.
He's tracking beta.
Next thing, next review, 1 out of 5 stars.
Built enjoying sturdy. Himself way more than...
Built sturdy to hold up to 400 pounds. Warning for first-time users like myself. If you are bathing using this, I thought that a person would be naked as a jaybird and bathe typical using some kind of soap. My very first time, I earned a very good lesson. When using soap and this, if you are not putting anything on top of it, that soap is going to make this so slippery, you'll be sliding off onto your butt before you even know it.
Should be one of those little stools you put in the bathtub.
Yeah. Good guess. Yeah.
Does anybody, would you two like to guess because you haven't guessed yet?
Guess it.
Is one it of you one guess? Of those stools shower you chair. Put in the bathroom?
It is a shower chair.
Shower chair.
KX Universal Bath Seat and Shower Chair.
Oh, we don't want an English version. All right. You want to keep playing after the break?
I have one left.
All right, well, let's just do it. That's fine.
All right, one left. This is the hard one. So we'll see if you guys can get it.
Catheter.
5 out of 5 stars, says teacher.
Can you bleach it?
This was a gift for my husband. It's nice to get a change from Mickey Mouse for once.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Okay. All right.
Next up.
Yeah.
Stretched out. It's fine, but still tight. 4 stars. I have a large gut, and this isn't made for large guts. Stretched out fine. Still tight.
Donald Duck t-shirt.
It is a Donald Duck t-shirt.
Donald
Duck angry grumpy, this is my happy face t-shirt.
You go, Tony.
Yes!
Dang. No, that's impressive. Wow. Thanks,
Dave. Because he said not Mickey Mouse. Nice to not get Mickey Mouse.
Jump up to the top, bro.
This is such a confusing segment.
Call me on my phone, iced tea, and a game of ping pong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fiona Shine, 5 p.m. DGS. Man, what a show so far. This is one of those, like, sometimes the show sucks up until 5, and I'm like, I better bring the noise. This one's been so good, I feel like I can just do nothing. Like all of us. Who cares? Let's just mail it in.
Yeah.
Oh, and at 6 tonight, we will not be on the air. They're doing the I'm listening, like a mental health awareness thing throughout all of Intercom. So if you normally listen through the 6 o'clock hour, I just don't want you to be troubled or confused when we're not here.
Headlines?
Good point.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get the app that gets you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. I was at Schnucks earlier, and I got my stuff and checking out, and I immediately like boop, 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 put my phone number in, and the lady was like, do you have rewards? Oh, dang, you already put them in. I'm like, yep, I'm all about the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, so NASA is planning to land a woman on the moon, but they need $3.2 billion to develop a lander to make it happen. Maybe this makes me a bad woman, but I don't care. I mean, unless there was another reason to go to the moon, like we needed to go back there to get something, or
we forgot
long
something.
Overdue for a visit. But yeah. Maybe like put that funding else. Send a woman to Mars or Venus or something.
So the whole point of the mission is to put a woman on the moon?
Well, it's to put a woman and a man on the moon by 2024. Yeah, we have like a contest, like, yeah. America's Idol.
Because I'm with you. If we're going back to the moon for scientific purposes or even exploration purposes, I'm fine with that. And there's a lot of women astronauts, and they should definitely be a part of that mission. But if the motivation is simply we need to put a woman on the moon,
I think it's mostly we need to get back there because we haven't been there since 1972, but they're definitely pushing the female aspect of it from like a PR standpoint to get people excited. Personally, let a lady be the first one to step on Mars or something. I mean,
there you go.
We've already been to the moon. All right.
I've always understood that women were from Venus and men were from Mars.
Yep, that's a fact.
I thought men were from Jupiter to get more stupider.
All right, that's just mean.
Let's see here. Mike Bloomberg is helping to cover fines so Florida felons can vote in the 2020 election. He raised $16 million, enough for 32,000 felons and fellers to get back on voter rolls. So if you're a felon and you're out of prison, you have to pay off all of these legal fees before you're allowed to vote, which I kind of think is crazy. It sounds like taxation without representation to me, which, as we know, is tyranny. But Mike Bloomberg is being heavily criticized for this because people think that he is trying to influence the election and buy votes.
He is.
But Bloomberg says, I'm trying to ensure that people get to vote. I'm not trying to tell them who to vote
in the most important swing state.
But wait a minute. Is this already legal that in Florida felons can vote if they do this and that?
They have to pay off their legal fees before they're allowed to vote.
So once their case is completely settled and they're not in debt
for
their transgressions.
I did not know there was any circumstance where a felon could vote.
I didn't either.
If he had some kind of organization set up and he was helping felons get back on the voter rolls everywhere, then it would still be a little hanky, but okay. But to be doing it in Florida, which is always every presidential election year, one of the biggest swing states, whole bunch of electoral votes, it's very purple, goes both ways. It's obvious. I mean, he's hitting the nail right on the head there.
This will be my final story. I can't believe we haven't mentioned this on the air yet today. Governor Mike Parson's wife has tested positive for COVID-19, so the governor is postponing travel for now.
I think
they're supposed to debate on Friday. Parson and Galloway. So,
That's going to happen.
That could be in jeopardy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.